Welcome to the Guerrilla Business Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony. Chisha is my name. I'm the technology integration manager for the company. And I have an amazing team working with me on this project. It's a team of about 9 people. magnificent people, highly skilled programmers, creatives, photographers, copywriters. And we have a very cool CEO, Mr. Joe Tumel. He'll be joining us later on another episode for an interview where we'll talk about the challenges, successes, failures, obstacles, opportunities, and most of all, the lessons that you learn as you establish a business. There are so many aspiring entrepreneurs out there who are trying to pursue their dreams by setting up businesses and, you know, just trying to make an honest living at the end of the day. Because of the shift that's taking place, people moving more into entrepreneurship. So our goal is to provide inspiration, motivation, and just teach each other how this process goes. So I'll interview people on our team. I'll also interview people from outside. Don't be surprised if you get an athlete on this show or a musician. So subscribe to this podcast and follow our journey. Yes. All right. All right. So the business is established. Now you have to go to the next stage. You have to do marketing. Why do you market? Because you want to make sales. But before you make sales, you have to establish a relationship with your clients. People have to trust you. People do business with those that they trust. People do business with individuals that they are friendly with. And relationships take time to develop. The approach would be what I've learned in the past few months would be to quickly grow your network, okay? But don't grow your network in desperation because you just trying to gain something at the end of the day from your clients. Remember, you're dealing with people. Be genuinely interested in what they in their lives, in their companies, in what they do. You know, you have to be willing to give. You're dealing with human beings at the end of the day, okay? Treat them as human beings with respect, with love, with lots of generosity. And you know, when you give, they say it comes back to you. All right, that law always works. So it will be easy later on when you decide to pitch an idea or trying to close a sale for these people to close on you, to give you business, because by then they would have known you, they would have trusted you, and they would have they would really, you know, come to establish a good relationship with you. The approach of cold calling and cold emailing, cold visiting, that's a lot of work, like really, really, really hard work. That one will take you a long time, you know, because without the trust, the customer will always draw to close the sale. My recommendation would be attend lots of networking events. And even better, you start looking within your own network if you're looking for customers. Call your family, friends, people from church, your gym, from your sports club, whatever you do, all these circles that you have, all these people, your first line, people in your inner circle, look at them. Your inner circle might not directly have money, you know, they might not be the your target customers, but these people would know other powerful people in the network, or people would want your product within the network. So it's very important, I've realized, to go for depth. You know, you look at someone like, for example, your instructor at the gym, okay? Your trainer. Your trainer might be a favorite trainer of another top CEO for a top organization. So that trainer would be your link to someone that, you know, might give you business in the future. So at the end of the day, you wanna establish real relationships with the people. Do not neglect those people in your inner networks, and go straight to try to establish a new relationship with a corporation where you don't have any connections. It's also possible, but it's gonna take you a long time. Try to look for hooks that you can use within your own network, intros, provide value to these other individuals, and you will definitely find it easier. Strategy that could also work, that seems to work, is being out in places where other successful people meet. Okay, if you're selling, if your target clientele are, for example, executives, you want to be in a place where these executives are, and you don't want to be there for one day, but you want to be there every day. Be consistent. If it means spending, having breakfast over there for the next 30 days, then you do just that. These people will be there every day, and they will recognize your face. Eventually, you hit it up. Next time you meet somewhere, and they will have that reference point to say, you know, they saw you, they've been seeing you at this restaurant, or they'll... So you have to be out there, you know. For people to buy, they have to know you first. So quit this idea of having lunch in your office or chilling with your coworkers. But be out there and meet clients and shake hands and introduce yourself. And these are the same people that will be buying from you soon in the future. So that is just the end of the first episode that I put out, and hopefully I'll be putting out more content on progress and things that we're learning in the process of establishing Nexus Media. But on the next one, we'll definitely have Joel on the show. So subscribe to this podcast and keep listening. If you can send in some messages, if you've got some suggestions or questions, we may try to discuss it together. So you hear from me soon. Looking forward to you joining us on the podcast. Thank you very much.